This is a reading of a diary written by George Davy while sailing from Padstow, Cornwall, to Quebec. What's unique about this diary is that it is a parallel diary to one written by Richard Rundle as they were on the same ship in 1850. It was estimated that between 1831 and 1860, over 42,000 immigrants left Cornwall for North America. Over 6,000 of them left Padstow for Quebec and Montreal. So, the diary written by George Davy is the subject, and I will read it word for word as we have it. George Davy said goodbye to his family and friends, went to Padstow, and sailed to the U.S. His mother must have been devastated. He and all the Richard Rundle and rather in some several Biddick members, Matthew particularly, and Richard, Mary and Hannah, they were on the same ship. It was called the Belle. It was a bark vessel, which is a small sailing ship with 3 to 5 masts and then a rigging that would be fore and aft to help tack into the wind. The ship was built in 1840, weighed 283 net tons. The captain, J. Bison, sailed with passengers from Padstow, and this is a diary of that trip. So it begins. My name is Brad Biddick, and I am reading this as part of the Biddick and Rundle historic collection. My sister found this particular diary in her research, and what's unique about it for me in particular is that this George Davy fellow, when he got to the U.S., he married a lady called Anne Morris. And the Morrises show up in my mother's pedigree listing. So this is full circle in a very unusual way. Here is The Voyage from Padstow, Cornwall to Quebec by George Davy. It begins. April 11th, 1850. Left Padstow Harbor about 3:30 in the afternoon on board the bark Belle. Wind favorable. Felt myself growing sick. Retired to bed. Had even very sick. Passed the night amidst a mixture of sensations. Some of the passengers very sick. Others light and trembling. April 12th. Got on deck in the morning. Could see no land. Winds favorable. Myself and many passengers are very sick. April 13th. Wind favorable. A good breeze. Could not write. Myself and many passengers very sick. Some part of the day very squally. Sailing from 7 to 8 knots per hour. April 14th. Lord's Day. Sunday. A gloomy day indeed. April 15th. Very sick. Do not feel very comfortable. April 16th. Morning passed, a very stormy night, very little sleep, sea running very high, myself almost helpless, but greatly revived by afternoon. Many thanks due to my fellow passengers in the evening, was able to write. April 17th, a beautiful day, sea very calm, and a poem. The God that rules on high, that all the earth surveys, that rides upon the stormy sky and calms the roaring seas. Early in the afternoon, passed and hailed the Jenny Jones of Swansea. Captain requested to be reported all well. April 18th, a moderate breeze, myself rather weak and sickly. April 19th, a good breeze, rather squally, myself very sick, scarcely out of bed for the day. April 20th, passed a very rough night, Sea running very high. Myself somewhat better. A cold air. April 21st. Sunday again. A good sailing breeze. Myself bettering. Brother Tilbcock preached in the afternoon. April 22nd. A fine day. Good breeze. April 23rd. A very fine day. Wind not very favorable. Myself getting better. Attended a prayer meeting in the evening for the first time. April 24th. Wind favorable, a fine day. Passengers generally getting better. April 25th, fine weather. Air rather cold. Early in morning, we saw just ahead, apparently a ship, much shattered by a storm. No mast, and lost a great deal of her rigging. There has also appeared another ship, full rigged, just alongside, and as we sailed up between them, we found the well-rigged one to be the Canton of Glasgow, who came to the aforementioned ship some hours before and boarded her. Our captain soon hove to, launched the jolly boat, and boarded her also. Found her to be a bark, the Serum of Newry, which has been deserted by crew and passengers. No human was found on board but a dead female about middle age. Found on board a great variety of utensils, passengers, goods. Very shortly, the bark Emma of Beaumas sailed up and also boarded her. Soon another large bark, John Bell of New Ross, with many immigrants on board, came up and also boarded her. When every captain appeared diligent to procure for himself, our jolly boat soon returned with a part of the wreck and left us again, taking with them an extra man or two, and after some considerable time returned again, having brought on board a variety of ropes, sails, cloths, boxes, books of small cannon, and other articles. About 6 in the evening, we again hove to and made our onward course. April 26th. Weather very cold. Was much amused this morning with the sight of two humpback whales that followed our ship for a great while. The captain of passengers fired at them several times, but did not appear to hurt or frighten them. April 27th. This morning is wet, wind fair. April 28th, Lord's Day. Fine sailing, wind rather colder than usual. Saw a large bark pass in the forenoon under English colors. Sister Landon preached to us in the afternoon, after which, being on deck, saw several large fish in small distance from the ship. Attended a prayer meeting in the evening, a precious season. April 29th, a very fine day, weather very calm, evening very mild. Sea very still, myself much better. A prayer meeting not soon to be forgotten. April 30th, a good breeze, fair sailing, not a ship to be seen for the day. A calm evening, almost every passenger on deck amusing themselves in various recreations. May 1st, a good breeze, no ship in sight, our vessel making north. Nothing to amuse us but a few birds flying around us. This is on May now, the 2nd. Fine weather. Sailing from 4 to 5 knots per hour, saw 2 or 3 small whales in the afternoon. Very calm in the evening. Sea is still as a pond. May 3rd. Suffered a little last night from pain in my teeth, jaws, and an old complaint, but did not sleep until towards morning. Felt my mind drawn out on good things. Believe that the Lord has something for me to do, even on board this ship. Spent a considerable part of the noon writing. Teetotal voyage. In the evening had a good prayer meeting. May 4th. Aroused this morning between the hours of 1 and 2 with the crashing of ice against the sides of the ship. Everyone aboard appeared concerned, some much alarmed. The captain had ordered every sailor on duty, where they appeared very anxiously engaged in furling the sails. The thrilling voice of the captain and the trampling of sailors on the deck added to the shrieks of the females, made it indeed a very solemn time. But bless the Lord for his supporting grace in time of need. We shifted on our clothes, lit up the ship, and hastened to on deck as soon as possible, and found ourselves to be just entered a very extensive field of ice. Felt nothing like distrusting fear, felt assured that infinite goodness and wisdom was connected with it.